4CBA Mobile.
Star and 0GR, W2T. Just standing by.
Via U2T, KV4CBA. How you doing there, Rusty?
Hey, David. I'm doing pretty good since I figured out why my vertical antenna wasn't tuning in all the bands it was supposed to. I raised it 3 inches off the ground where it was touching the ground, and now it tunes on 10, 12, 15, 17, 20, 30, 40, and 75. So I'm in good shape now.
That sounds good. I'm happy for you. I've still got, I think, 40 and 80 to tune. But anyway, and aren't you using that Hustler 6-speed TV?
That's what I've got.
Got mine about 3-4 inches off the ground. It's it's kind of on a sloping grade, but anyway. But I'm going to have to. I tune the other frequencies with or bands with a ladder, but I can't. That's as high as I can go. So I'm going to have to take it down to do the other two.
If you for the ones for everything but 75-80, they've got their own units in there in line in the thing, and if you put them the right length apart, and then when you put your top on there, the top is what's the 75-80 thing, and if you cut that that whip at the proper length, you should be able you can send that 75-80 range where you want your mid point to be. Of course, I'm running mine through a tuner, so it works too. It gets everything good.
I unscrewed the coax right at the antenna and hooked up a rig expert. And, of course, my radio has a tuner, but I do have an external tuner. But the way it is right now, it won't even tune up 80 meters. I don't think it'll do 40 either. So those are the two I got to work on, but anyway, give me something to do, you know, when it warms up about 10 degrees.
Will be something to keep you out of trouble or something to get you into a whole lot of trouble. So, you know, have you heard Tom on the radio today?
No, I haven't been on very much. I mean, I was listening driving over from my place to Powdersville and back, and so I'm on the way back home now, but I haven't heard it.
Okay, contact go.
24ZEW Ben. I did hear Tom call out about mid-morning this morning, but I was in a work meeting, so I couldn't answer. But you're talking about Tom M0TR. He was calling this morning.
Okay, appreciate the notice, and I'll try to get him on the twisted pair here in a few minutes, and all. And good to hear you, Ben. And all. Name here's Rusty, and the other fellow's Dave. Dave, go ahead and say hi to Ben.
Ben, this is KB4CBA. How you been, Ben?
Been busy. Got through the holidays and few snowstorms and everything, and trying to catch up on work here. But otherwise, pretty good. You're still tennis, right?
I haven't gotten to play in 2 weeks, so the club they have indoor courts, a couple of them, and they have a clinic, and I signed up for it tonight, and but they're closing at 6 o'clock tonight, and the clinic starts at 6, so there you go.
practice in today.
Get some other stuff done around the house and, you know, and I'm just not getting a lot of exercise right now, which I'm used to doing because I play, you know, 5-6 times a week. So, but anyway, go ahead, Rusty.
Hey, phone call. W2T.
See you later. W2T, KB4CPA. Go ahead, Ben.
Okay, yeah. I've been trying to get word out this morning about the Brar's meeting being moved from tonight to next Monday. But we were a little late to get the net controllers to make the announcements on it. We just made the decision, like, Saturday to postpone the meeting. And then, you know, now the roads are good, and we could have had the meeting, but we didn't know at the time we canceled it. So I'm just trying to get the word out.
Well, you know, if you have an email list, that's one way to do it, but I would hate to have to, if you don't, I'd hate to have to punch all those email addresses in. Oh, man, that would be, I'm sure that would be a job in and of itself.
Well, we have a website, a Facebook page, and a groups.io, so that's three alternate methods of getting the information to people. And then if we had a net control manager, since Dave Watson retired from that position at the end of this year, they could be instructing the net control operators to make an announcement at the beginning of the net. But we didn't know in time to give people a lot of notice. So lessons learned for next time.
Yeah, Dave and I don't live too far apart. He, we're not exactly sure where, you know, where he lives, but I think it's either Taylor's or Greer. I live in Taylor's. I think he's in Taylor's, but I might be wrong about that. He's probably listening. I'll say something about him. I won't do that. And, but anyway, but yeah, it sounds like you got the bases covered there.
So it was just such short notice that we couldn't get a good, couldn't get word out. And I wish I could get down there and put a note on the door if anybody shows up physically. But I cannot get down to the Red Cross and back before 7 o'clock tonight. So I may shoot a text to the officers and see if somebody can swing by there and just stick a note on the door.
You know, I guess that might be an idea, you know, because there might be somebody that misses online stuff. Anyway, I'm not on Facebook anymore. I used to be. And I miss, yeah, I miss some things on Facebook, but I just got off of it. Yeah, I just have to keep up with things. Well, my wife can pretty much tell me about anybody I want to know. She's still on there. So I guess I'll do it that way. I'll continue our QSO, but I'm coming up on the... I'm on Wade Hampton. I'm coming up on the intersection here right behind Wade Hampton High School, and it gets really noisy.
You're hitting the shadow. So that's KO4ZEW. I'll let you focus on your driving and stuff. And good to catch up with you again. We'll be clear and monitoring on your final.
Well, yeah, it's getting pretty bad. I'm receiving the repeaters, so I can only imagine. But anyway, you have a good day and enjoy the kids. So thanks a lot. And head into the barn. KB4CPA mobile.